The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Is it a crisis? Hi, I'm Jarvis Smith, and my new show, Lean Into Clean, will inspire, impress, and inform. What can we all do to clean up our lives so the next generations and, of course, our beautiful planet can thrive? Perhaps we've all lost our way. Lean Into Clean will showcase how we might remember, refocus, and restore the natural ways so we can again live in balance and harmony with life on Earth and all its inhabitants. Hi, I'm Jarvis, and this is my first ever radio show on UK Health Radio. Thank you for all the listeners listening in. So, gosh, what do? I tell you a bit about me first. So I'm a co-founder of a company called My Green Pod. We've been in the ethical lifestyle media space for 15 years. We've been driving the message and communication around the importance of the way we shop, the way we live on the planet, you know, how much we're taking from the earth and not necessarily giving back. So I've been doing this a long time. My wife and I set up a business together. And now I've been asked to come and talk about what we might be able to do to help and support the planet through this time we're now calling a climate crisis. So, you know, UK Health Radio seemed like the perfect place for me to talk about the health of not just us, not just the people, but the health of, you know, this conscious living being that we live on, and that everything that we eat and consume and use and work all comes from her. So this show is going to be about how we can lean into clean, how we can perhaps get back to our indigenous ways and ways that were perhaps more sacred and more harmonious and less damaging and more respectful to the planet. So that's what this show is going to be about. If you want to find out a little bit more about me, you can go to mygreenpod.com, which is our website. There's over 6,500 stories on there, features, all kinds of stuff. And that brings me very nicely to the fact that I wanted to talk about news today. So there's been some big news this week. So Rishi Sunak, our leader or prime minister, has announced that he's going to be pulling back on the commitments that the government made towards sustainability, mitigating this issue around the climate crisis. So I wanted to just talk a little bit about that before we move on to having our first guest on, which I'm truly excited about, but I'll tell you more about that in a minute. So Rishi Sunak announced that he was pulling back on the climate targets because we are financially in a difficult situation. And he felt that actually investing more money into these changes that are absolutely apparent and needed it would be better to, not do that and work in a different way. So I noticed that yesterday Donald Trump came out and actually agreed with Rishi Sunak's decision about pulling back on these green targets. So I've been giving this a lot of thought. Of course, it's big news, but I think the most important thing about this news is it's actually brought the conversation about the climate, about sustainability, about the way that we live on the planet back into mainstream media. And we haven't actually seen a shift like that since COP26 happened in Glasgow a few years ago. And then the big major move before that was when Donald Trump actually announced that he was pulling out of the Paris Agreement. So my thing is this. I think that anytime any news comes out that is talking about sustainability, whether it being positive or negative, has got to be a good thing. So what has it done for you? What has it changed in your stream of consciousness or the way that you're responding to this thing we're calling a climate crisis? What has it actually brought to your awareness? What are the things that you're changing in your life or you feel that you want to commit to? Because our leader has now redacted on the very things that we need to change in our country. So if you have some stuff going on in your world, in your family, in your conversations and people at work, friends, etc., and committed to some of those changes, do drop me an email. So I know you can get in contact with me through the UK Health Radio comments or website. And I'd love to hear what changes you're making in your world so that we can talk about these on air and come up with subjects that are inspired by you, the people that are the real heroes in this scenario. So that's my bit of news for today, is that, yes, Rishi Sunak has pulled out of perhaps the most important issues of today. But actually, has that created more awareness for the rest of us to be able to consider what changes we can make? I think that's my take on this. Now, that brings me nicely to, and I don't want to take up too much time on news and current affairs, because you can get that stuff anywhere. But what we can't do anywhere is actually get to speak to our amazing guest. This week, my first guest is actually a really dear friend of mine. We've known each other for a long time, but more importantly, this lady is a pioneer in the organic lifestyle and health world. This is a very important subject for me because my guest today is Jo Wood. Now, we all might recognize Jo from the Strictly Come Dancing role that she played, or one of the islands that she lived on. But this is what Wikipedia says. Josephine Wood is an English model, television personality and entrepreneur. She is the former wife of the Rolling Stones guitarist Ronnie Wood. She accompanied him regularly on tour, and I like this bit, looking after his diet. Jo, welcome to our show. I thought that was hilarious, the bit about looking after his diet. So have you ever read that? Did you know it says that about you?
I've never read about myself on Wikipedia. Hello, Jarvis.
Hi, Jo. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. That's interesting. Well, I suppose I did look after his diet, because by that time I was madly organic, you know, because I had gone through a health thing and I'd met a great guy called Gerald Green, who was a herbalist, and he sort of opened my eyes to what I was eating and putting in my body and detoxing and all that stuff. So I became a bit obsessed, and I designed and had built a portable stove that I would take on tour with me. Because we used to walk through the kitchens of the hotels, and I used to look at it and I used to think, oh, I've eaten from this kitchen. especially when you're in the middle of nowhere. So I took this stove on tour with me, and it was like a two burner, and it had a little toaster in the drawer. It had a little kettle in the drawer, all that sort of thing. Wow. And I used to whip out to the local health food shop in whatever city we were in.
Yeah.
And I would cook him organic food.
Yeah, well, I really want to talk to you about the organic thing, because it's a really important subject that I want to get onto. But Thank you for that. I mean, I'm just imagining you now with this kind of camping stove and a bottle of gas that you're taking everywhere with you. But
it
was a plug-in one. Okay, fair enough. But let's go back to that time. Let's just take you back to that time for a minute. I mean, if you think about, you know, when you were on the road, you were, you know, literally traveling from city to city, probably flying all around the place, et cetera, et cetera. If you were to evaluate, you know, how you live now and how conscious you are now and how, you know, really connected you are to what is perhaps described as a healthy green movement, what were the things back then that you actually cringe about, the fact that you had to do them? Like, what are the things that come up in your memory that you think, God, I would never do that now?
Well, before my big change, I mean, it was just party after party after party. I mean, you just didn't even think about, it didn't matter about food, didn't matter what we ate. I just didn't give it a thought. I used to eat McDonald's. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Me eating McDonald's.
Not now, no. But we all did. I remember my very, very first Big Mac back in the day. I think I was about 12 or something. I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And at the time, McDonald's used to sell root beer as well. And I seem to remember drinking root beer all the time. Yeah.
So my way of eating was outrageous, and partying.
Yeah.
And alcohol and drugs and just, you know, it was just madness. And then you didn't think about where your power came from. You didn't worry about flying everywhere. You didn't,
we don't want it to be an elephant in the room. Of course, we've all had those, you know, past life experiences. And of course, that would have been, you know, I mean, being on tour with the Rolling Stones, I mean, the biggest band of, you know, of the time. Yeah, you were a model. I mean, what would probably be described as a supermodel in today's, you know, today's.
No.
But you were right there. You were right in the. But so what was this epiphany wake up moment then? Why did you suddenly kick into, you know, the organic? I mean, when you were doing organic, I don't think there were very many people talking about organic back in the day. So what was it? What happened?
Well, I was misdiagnosed with Crohn's disease.
Misdiagnosed.
And so for 2 years I was on steroids, and those steroids were like, they took my soul away, really. And I felt nothing like myself. And I thought, my God, have I got to be on this for the rest of my life? That's what the doctor said. And I did an article in the paper, and this guy wrote to me and said, come and see me. I'll put your Crohn's disease into remission for life. So I just got in my car and I drove down to Hastings to see him. And he lived in a house that was called Shangri-La.
Oh, nice.
So lovely.
Yeah.
He sat me down, and that afternoon he changed my life forever. He told me about detox. The first thing he asked me was, what do you eat? I thought, huh? What do I eat?
Yeah.
And so I told him. And then he started telling me about the food industry, the chemicals on the food, how they're killing the soil. This was back then. The genetically modified food. This is in 1991. And that day I changed my diet forever.
Wow. Wow. So yeah. It was a proper wake-up call moment then, wasn't it?
It was like an epiphany. You know, it was like a light bulb with it.
Yeah.
And I thought, why have we come so far from nature?
Yeah.
I just couldn't get my head around what we were doing in this world.
Yeah.
Come so far from how we should really be eating and living. And it's so, it started with the food, and then it went on to what was I putting on my skin.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then I started formulating in the bathroom little oils, skin oils and stuff like that.
Yeah. So just quickly, I'm sure that everybody that's listening will want to know. So what about the illness then? What was it in the end? Was it anything? Was it false alarm?
I detoxed my body completely.
Yeah.
First time I'd ever detoxed. And after 4 months, I was starting to feel absolutely fantastic. And then one day I had this pain in me. They rushed me into hospital. And I had been walking around with a perforated appendix for 2 years.
Oh my gosh. So
Yeah.
that's what it was, and they'd completely just got the diagnosis wrong.
Yeah, so they whipped out the appendix and I was fine. I've been
And then
fine.
you never looked back on an unhealthy lifestyle after that. I mean, you obviously still had to go to parties and things. So what
Oh
did
yeah.
you do? Just drink water or
No, I found organic wine and organic
Nice.
vodka.
Yes. Yeah. Great. Great. It's funny, I was reading a stat the other day about the organic movement because, organic is let's say it's the natural way before pesticides and fertilizers and, toxic ingredients in it, et cetera, came into the soils. Because, of course, the soils are really badly damaged. But
Yeah.
would you believe there is only less, I think it's something like 3%, there's different stats, 3 or 4% of people that actually are bought into the organic movement. It's tiny in the grand scheme of things. Why do you think that is, Joe? Like, what is it? Is it about because it's more expensive, or what's your experience of it?
I think that number one, it is more expensive, but number two, we don't really need to eat as much as we do. So everybody says, oh, it's too expensive, it's too expensive. But if we cut down our food and
Yeah.
eat good quality food, you'll be healthier. The thing is, if you carry on eating badly, you're going to get ill. You not
Yeah.
might get ill, you're going to get ill. And most people get to organics through being ill and find try, looking for an alternative way
Yeah.
out of it. Otherwise, you're trapped into the pharmaceutical bubble and you can't get out of it. The only way to get out of it is detox and sort of start again.
Yeah.
And but it is expensive, yes, but I think it's easier for people to carry on as they are than try and do a different thing.
Yeah, I mean,
It's
it's particularly at the moment when you've got, things like, people are having to count the pennies more, spend money more wisely because, prices of energy's gone up. All of these things actually are very significant to leaning into clean, like, which is our subject matter. But what about, you talked about you went from food and then you started thinking about the things that you're putting on your body. Like,
Yeah.
I presume you mean like makeup and beauty products and
Makeup,
things like
body
that.
lotion, what you bath in, because your skin is an organ and it draws in everything around us. It's really, really important. You just got to think of a Nicorette patch and how that goes into the system when it's just sticking on your skin.
Yeah.
So everything that you put on your skin is absorbed.
Right.
So then I read
Yeah.
something
So,
about that
and
and I thought,
now go on.
I read a book called What's in My Makeup and was like,
Yeah.
ah,
Yeah.
how horrific. And
Yeah.
that's when I started looking at putting an alternative. It's better to just put plain coconut, organic coconut oil on your skin than go out and buy all the different stuff.
Yeah, the potions and the lotions and the
Yeah,
this will
they
make me
don't
look
do
younger
anything.
and what about if we kind of to wind forward to today, just like what do you, I mean, obviously tell us a little bit about your kind of home environment, because I know you moved to a place that you now, if I understand it correctly, you live off grid. Is that right
Yeah.
still? Yeah.
Yeah. So when I lived in London, I would still have my little vegetable garden and I grew all my veggies in Camden. And then when I decided to move to the country, I found a little off-grid farmhouse with six
Nice.
acres. And I thought, that's it. I am going to go and live a proper organic life, not just
Okay.
talk about it.
Okay, great. So we're going to come back to that. We are going to in a moment, as most of the listeners will know, we're going to cut to a short UK Health Radio commercial break. But we are going to talk more about your off-grid lifestyle and what the pros and cons are of that, whether you're loving it or whether you keep having blackouts. But we will come back to that shortly.
Both.
And we're also going to play two of your, what I describe as, I said to you, can you send me a song or two that you would say are soundtracks to this issue we now know is a climate catastrophe on our doorstep, or climate crisis. So we've also got your two favourite songs that are going to be linked to this movement that's going on. But for now, we're going to cut to a commercial break, and I'll see you back here in a second, Joe.
Yeah, okay.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, Joe, welcome back, welcome back. Okay, off-grid living. Now, this is something that I think a lot of people would aspire to, would love to be able to consider. Not everyone has the luxury of doing it, but can we live that luxury through you? So, come on, tell us all about it. I mean, I could imagine those of you that are as old as me, you remember there's a show called The Good Life, and it was very, very much about that. Are you living the good life?
Well, I mean, the thing about me is that when I found this house, I was so excited because it was like a blank canvas. And I thought, woohoo, off grid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is going to be great. And I moved in here and everything started to go wrong because I didn't know about off grid living. I had no idea about generators, batteries, solar panels, nothing. I just thought it was going to be easy. But the generator was on its last legs. It was really old. The batteries had been here since 2006 and were barely working. It was terrible. The water system was out of date and I just had enough water in the well for a bath. It was just, and I sat on the floor in the kitchen and I thought, oh, I should never have moved from Camden. Anyway, I was refused to let it get to me, and I thought this is good for me. This is good to try and get it going. And so I started looking for people, the right people, to help me fix it. And so slowly I've done everything.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it wasn't cheap either.
No, I bet it wasn't. But are you, I mean, are you starting to see that the investment, I know you say it wasn't cheap and of course it's all relative, but are you starting to see that the investment is paying back, particularly with the hike in energy prices and stuff?
Yeah, I don't get any bills. The only thing I have to do is, especially for winter, is fill with diesel my generator. The tank for the generator. But I suppose if you put that cost against everything, I'm very lucky. I don't have any bills, and I've got my own water source.
Yeah. You got a spring there as well, so you can actually draw water from it. Can you?
Borehole that goes down over 300 feet now, and so my water comes from an underground river there.
Are you growing all your own stuff? I remember when we came to visit you, you were having the beds put in, and I think your family had rallied around and helped you put these amazing beds in. Have you grown some nice stuff?
Yeah, yesterday my daughter and the kids came over, and I went up to the vegetable garden, dug up the potatoes, carrots, tomatoes, onions, and made Sunday lunch. Yeah,
nice.
So
nice.
I'm very much the good life. But it's a lot of responsibility because you have to look after your – I have to check the generator, make sure the oil gets changed by this guy comes in. And I just have to keep an eye on everything and be responsible for my own energy and my water filters and all that stuff.
So you've been doing that for good – how many years now? Is it 4 or 5 years you've been there now?
I moved here November 2019. So how long have I been here? Four years.
So before you got to understand the rhythm and stay, be in response to things, what used to happen? Do you used to run out of water or battery or you just like
and when the generator wasn't working properly, it would cut out in the night, and I could always see because there was a little orange light in my bedroom that goes on a plug. If that's out, I know the power's off. And I've got up in the middle of the night with my pyjamas, put my coat on, put my wellies on, come down here and restarted the generator.
Yeah, oh yeah. Get the candles out, walk. I can imagine it must be. But, I mean, look, that's amazing and idyllic and beautiful. And I think that many of our listeners will be, probably quite envious in many ways about it. But let's talk about the kind of, the bigger issue. How serious do you think, personally, do you think the climate crisis is? Like, what's your take on it?
Well, for me, I think the climate has always changed. It will always change. There's nothing we can do about that. But what I think the bigger problem is how we're polluting and destroying forests, polluting our seas and rivers. And I think that is something that I don't understand. If we know how to make biodegradable plastic, why isn't everything biodegradable plastic? Mm. Instead, with those masks, there's millions of masks thrown into the sea and affecting the animals and all the dolphins and the whales and all the, and we're just polluting beyond control. Mm. And that, well, if we start cleaning up our planet, everything will fall into place, I think. And we planted trees, and they've just cut down millions of trees in Scotland to make a solar farm.
I know.
There's logic in that.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose there's an argument that we need the energy, but also we need the carbon sequestration from the trees.
There's a lot of things that are being done so badly, but I think it's all to do. I think our main problem is how we're polluting our planet.
Okay, thank you for that. And that brings me nicely onto, I know you've chosen two songs, but if we could go with the Marvin Gaye one first. Why have you chosen this song to reflect your kind of soundtrack for this issue we're calling a crisis?
I remember hearing this song years ago. And couldn't understand why he was saying that, all those words, mercury in our fish, pollution in the seas. And now I listen to it, I thought, my God, he was so ahead of his time, ahead of it. The words are just incredible.
Yeah, well, let's play that song. Let's let the frequency that was intended by Marvin back in the day, and let's listen to it. And then we'll come back to you in a second, Joe.
Okay.
Ah, I mean, look, it's an absolute iconic, classic, moving. It speaks to the soul, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
It does.
And how come he was? He knew all that then.
Yeah. Well, this is it. This is absolutely it. I think, songs like that, they move you, don't they? They're classics, but they're timeless. And that's a song. But you're right. I think artists, they tap into some kind of stream of consciousness that's like there for the masses, don't they? And there's so many musicians around that have got that ability to speak about things that are important to the masses. So thank you for that, Joe. Beautiful choice. Great record. Loved it.
One of my ultimate favourites.
I want to talk to you a bit about parenting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, rock and roll chick, you know, rock and roll dad, you got children, you're now a grandparent. You know, what was it like when you realised that the world was in a mess? You'd had this kind of wake-up call. How was it bringing children up in a world that you knew was, you know, not very supportive of a healthy lifestyle?
Well, my mother always said it begins at home. So I knew I had to change the way my kids live, really. And Leah is very, very good with how she is with her children now. So I started with, you know, how I fed them, really. And I'd say, this is organic and this is organic. And they banned me from saying the word organic at home. So I just had to carry on and, but all the time I'm feeding them, but not mentioning the word organic. So they grew up from the early 90s on an organic diet.
Mm.
And that just, with both Tyrone, Leah and Jamie. Now, Jamie now makes mushroom pills and we're now doing a longevity pills together. And he's now he's doing a course on a different herbs. So it's gone into the kids and they're very aware that what they do to their children now. And I think that's because of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going, how do not eat that McDonald's or drink that Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Take that out of your mouth. You know, I drove them mad. So, and they're healthy. They're grounded. They are.
I mean, I know, you know, Leah was obviously, you know, she's an advocate for sustainability and is trying to drive her, you know, our friends to really take on board the issue because I've been involved in that. And Tyrone, obviously, you know, he did the water, you know, the Project Zero. That was it. Thank you.
Yeah, he still does that, which is all about saving the oceans. And
yeah.
So he consults on that more now. And then Jamie with his pills, and Jesse also, look, he's married to Fern Cotton, my stepson, and she does all that healthy eating stuff.
Yeah, she does indeed. Yeah, happy place, isn't it? In fact, we must get Fern on the show, actually. I'd love
to do that.
Yeah, we should do that. It'd be fantastic. Yeah. So what you know, if you were bringing up a child today, if there was a, you know, a newborn baby that arrived on your doorstep, you know, knowing everything that you know now, what are the more important things to you? Would it be organic food or would it be non-digital? Would it be, you know, what are the things that you would prioritise today?
Gosh, that digital stuff is a scary thing as well, isn't it?
I mean, it is.
I'm seriously thinking, because I hate picking up my phone, but I'm seriously thinking of getting a little Nokia phone when I'm out so I just can take phone calls and do texts. But for the children, it's so addictive, these bloody phones, that you know, I go over to my son Jamie's house and the boys are all, because he's got four boys, they're all sitting there on their phones and I go, put your phones down.
Yeah.
Put your phones down. Talk to me. Look at your gran. You know,
not
that they want to talk to me very much, I'm sure.
you're still eye candy for most of us, Joe.
but I would, gosh, I know it would have been really hard to raise my children with digital stuff. I don't know. But I do think to put in what you put in their bodies is so important.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, we've...
And breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding, very, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, each to their own. Not everybody can do it, but I suppose if you can, it does help. I mean, my wife,
the best start ever.
Yeah, Katie is a big advocate for that. And as you know, we've got Herbie, who's now 2 and a half, so it's not been that long that he's actually been, you know, eating his own food. You must see him actually; he's growing massively. He doesn't stop
two
talking
and a
all day.
Half.
I know. Doesn't time fly? Doesn't time fly? So one of the things I really wanted to ask you is you know, because it's great that you've given me your time to come on the show and, you know, be a part of it. But what have you been up to? What's going on in Joe Wood's world right now?
Oh, so I worked and formulated with Jamie my new longevity pills, which are great because they've got three different mushrooms like lion's mane, turkey tail, reishi, and then it's got maca powder, Hichu Wu and astragalus. So they're really good for longevity. And so I did that with Jamie.
What's the brand called?
It's called Longevity.
Longevity. Okay. Yeah. You're going to send me some?
Yeah, I'll send you some, definitely. Okay. And then I've done a wallpaper range with my friend Catherine. You know Catherine Trigg?
Yes. Yes.
So we've done a wallpaper range together that it's all very environmental. And there's no nasties in it, not printed with horrible, you know, it's all very good and clean.
Good, sustainable wallpaper. And what's that brand called? How do people find that?
Jojo and Trixie. You can find us on Instagram.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. And, I will.
And then what else? I've been doing a bit of TV work, but can't tell you yet.
What's the biggest TV show you've been on? Was it Strictly?
Yeah, Strictly. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Did you love that? We're watching it at the moment. I watched it. Yeah. I do, obviously on catch up, but the dancing this year is incredible. So I'm a big, big Strictly fan.
First week, and they're all dancing like that.
I know. It's absolutely amazing. So, Joe, we're going to go to another UK Health Radio commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to play your next song. So just have a think about why you've chosen that song and what it does for you. And we'll skip to a break now and then we'll come back in a while. See you in a sec.
Okay.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
The station that makes you feel good.
Joe, welcome back, welcome back. One of the things that you didn't mention, which I absolutely love, is your book.
Tell us
the title of your book.
So I did all... my book's called Stoned. And
of course
it's all, is. Yeah. It's all pictures I took on the road all those years ago. And I've got thousands of them. And I'm sitting in my office now and I've got loads over there. that I've been asked to do another book on similar.
Yeah.
And I want to call it Too Stoned.
Too Stoned. You heard it here first, guys. And people can see a lot of those pictures on your Instagram account, right? Joe Wood Official.
Yeah.
And they can get it on Amazon, presumably, if you
it's on Amazon, the book, yes.
Yeah. And it's all pictures of you on the road with the Stones and all
boys,
the celebrities you used to meet, yeah.
On stage, off stage, you know, that all that sort of thing.
Yeah, I tell you what was amazing, seeing the three of them, the latest album release. It was like, oh my God, how old are you guys? And you're still rocking it. It was just like absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
so long live the Rolling Stones.
I mean, Mick is 80 and they're going on tour next year.
I know. Honestly, Keith, I couldn't believe it. And he's still got so much energy.
Keith, I saw Keith the other day. I went out to dinner with his wife and then we went back to the hotel to see Keith. And he is 80 in December. Who would have believed I'd still be alive, Joe? I said, I know.
yeah. Well, I tell you what, there's a lot to be said for that. That, you know, good living, healthy living. Yeah. They're clearly doing something right, aren't they?
Yeah. You see, Patty's all into growing her own food and eating healthy food.
Yeah. So it's the women. It's the women behind the men that have kept them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
A big advocate for that. I think that's true for everything. I think we need more women in running the show, and the world would be in a very, very different place.
Yeah, imagine if this country was an organic country and all the crops were, and because, you know, we're killing all the soil with all the things we're spraying on them. So there's no life in the soil. So they have to keep putting more chemicals and more chemicals. So if we could have health, it's all about the soil to have a healthy crop.
Yeah. I mean, we're big advocates with them and partners with the Soil Association as well. So just to give them a big shout out, because, you know, that's a charity that does protect the soils. And the organic brands, of course, they're bought into the regenerative organic farming process, which actually, if you think about it, it's just a natural way of doing things.
Yeah,
you know, the fertilizers come. Yeah, exactly. Fertilizers come from the animals. The growth generation comes from the sun. I mean, it's just natural. You know, nature doing its thing. So, but look, we're getting close.
We need to get back to that again.
We do, of course, we do. Of course, we do. And I think everybody in their hearts remembers that. It, you know, if even if it's not been in your lifetime, it's going to be in your DNA. It's going to be in your ancestral line. It will be. The memory is there. We just got to reawaken that memory in all of us.
Yeah.
But I want to move on to your next song because it's another cracker. Tell us about the song that you've chosen and why.
Well, this is Thunderclap Newman, Something in the Air. And me and my friend Dimpner, we used to sing it on the way home from school. I was at school in Westcliff at a convent. And for me, this all is all about revolution. And we need a revolution. We need to come together and we need to change things together. And this is a real revolution song, because there's something in the air. We've got to get together sooner or later.
This
is a real my other favorite song.
Beautiful. Let's listen to the song and then we'll talk about revolution.
Yes,
brilliant. Thunderclaps Newman, Something in the Air. What a beautiful record. Thank you, Joe. So we've got the last section of our time today. It's an hour show and we're coming to the end of it. In all your years of, you know, being conscious, being a mum, living in the world of entertainment, media, you know, being an advocate for change, being a pioneer, an ambassador, a beautiful, beautiful person. I mean, you're a dear friend to me. I love you. I really do. What wisdom have you learned? Like, what would you share with with people out there that are really struggling with, you know, the issues of today, the craziness of the media, the craziness of the news, the wars that we live in? You know, it's just a crazy, crazy world right now. What wisdom could you share with our listeners for them to draw from?
Gosh, I know it's a crazy world. I find it very sad, actually, sometimes. And I see the things that are going on and I see that there's all these elites behind it all. And and what we're being pushed into, and a one world digital system. And, you know, I can see it all is happening, and they don't care for our governments, don't really care for its people. We're losing the right to speak freely. We're losing the right to choice, freedom of choice. There's so much going on. I feel it's so sad. I think the only thing we must remember is love. It's just, yeah, it all boils down to love. We must love our families. We must love ourselves. We must love our friends. We must try not to have any divide in people. We all share this one planet. And so we must not have any divide, because it's all about divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that's happening, we must know that each and every one of us is different, but we have to stand up to what we believe in too. But I think through love, we can do it better.
I love that, Jai. That's, I mean, such a heartfelt response. And love is, you know, love's unconditional. It's all embracing. It's infinite. It's abundant. You know, there's enough of it to go round. And, it, you know, it's...
And so, it's free.
It's free. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. And you know what? Having you on as a guest is just, it's actually quite nostalgic for me, because, you know, you and I have done loads of cool stuff. We've got a podcast that we did together, the My Green podcast. You know, I've been to your place, and you've been to mine, and we're good friends. But
that great awards, the P Awards.
Yes, you were judge on the P Awards. One. Exactly. Yeah. Well, we've got the P Awards coming up actually on November the 15th. So for those of you that are listening, the P Awards stands for People Environment Achievement Awards. And essentially, we honour individuals and teams that are doing amazing things in the sustainability movement across all sectors, from arts and music to banking to, you know, products to food to, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So anybody that's interested in being part of the sustainability movement, the P Awards is on November the 15th in London. Joe, this year we have got a £25 million net zero carbon zero boat that has been built specifically for, not for the P Awards, for an events boat, that's now going to be sailing down the Thames. So we got 500 people coming to be on a boat. We're doing a James Bond / Jenny Bond 007 theme. And that's going to be this year's event. Yeah. So
if anybody... my God, what am I going to wear? What am I going to wear?
Exactly. So it's a 007 theme, and that's happening on the 15th of November. So it's just around the corner. So get that in your diary. And you're one of our judges, of course. We've got our judging day coming up in the next couple of days. So, Joe, look, it's been an absolute pleasure. We love you. I'm sure everybody that's got to know you is equally sending lots of love to you. And thank you for joining us. It's been an absolute honour, and I'm just so appreciative.
Thank you, Jarvis. I enjoyed that. Good luck with your radio show. I think it's fabulous.
Bless you. Thank you. So, look, we'll have to have you on again, and you can come and talk about any of new projects and the new TV stuff that you're not yet allowed to talk about. But anybody out there, check Joe Wood's Instagram account out. You've got your products. You've got Joe Wood Organic Products, which you've got your own website. So anybody that wants to connect with Joe, please do. She's very, very accessible in the world of digital.
Thank you, Jarvis.
Bless you. Thank you. Great. It's been an absolute pleasure. Yeah. So just to say, the next show, we're going to have the wonderful Oliver Heath, who is also TV presenter. He's a biophilic designer. And we're going to be talking about bringing health into the home. Like, how do you bring nature inside? Because we all go out to connect with nature, and it gives us that kind of, you know, that kind of natural rejuvenation. But how do you bring that into your home? So we're going to be talking to Oliver Heath about that. And I just want to wind up now on the very last thing before we hand over and back to UK Health Radio. Firstly, thank you guys for inviting me to come and do the show with you. It's an absolute honour and pleasure. I've got some of my mates that present shows here with Janie Lee Grace, who's a dear friend of mine as well, who does a show. And I'm looking forward to meeting some of the other presenters and getting to know more of the shows. And I also just wanted to say that, you know, I'm a signed recording artist. I'm a musician, a singer, songwriter. I don't get time to do it much of late. But the song that you're hearing in our clips, in the promotional bit about the show, Lean Into Clean, it's a song called Save the World. And it's originally sung by the Swedish House Mafia. But I was at a climate conference in Stockholm a couple of years ago, got chatting to Greta Thunberg and some of the MAPO activists that we were working with, the Fridays for Future movement. And we decided to make this song. So I was asked to sing it. So the music that you're hearing is a cover version of Save the World that I sing. And the reason I'm mentioning it to you is this, is that I've, as an artist, I didn't want to make money from the song. So I've donated 100% of all the royalties that I make from the song to Greta Thunberg's Fridays for Futures MAPA. Now, MAPA means the most affected people and areas. They tend to be the young activists that are in the global south, but not just, all over the world. And so 100% of the royalties are donated to Fridays for Future MAPA movement. Now, if we get 1 million plays, it'll raise a few hundred quid. If we get 100 million plays, it'll raise a few hundred thousand. And if we get 1 billion plays, it would raise 1 million quid, right, for that MAPA movement, which is amazing. So it doesn't cost anybody anything. You can just search on any digital platform, Shopify, YouTube, Amazon, the whole lot. All you have to do is play it. So you don't even need to like it. You can play the song, you can press repeat, you can turn the volume down, go to sleep, and there it is. It's racking up cash that we can donate to the Fridays for Future movement, supported by Greta Thunberg. So please check out the song. We're going to play the song now. It's called Save the World by yours truly, Jarvis Smith. It's been an absolute pleasure being with you guys, and I look forward to the show next week where we will be interviewing our second guest, Oliver Heath. Thanks to Joe Wood. We love you, and let's spread as much love around the world as we can. That's Lean Into Clean. See you next week.
America, it's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.